British police say the deadly nerve agent used to attack a former Russian spy there back in March has now made two more people gravely ill. The couple suddenly fell sick Saturday in Amesbury, England, just 7 miles from where the ex-Russian agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned. The Skripals eventually recovered. Authorities say they do not know how the couple came into contact with this poison. We're joined now by Alice Fordham, who's covering the story from London. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Elsa.
What exactly did British officials announce today?
Well, I think that what happened was that this couple fell ill on, in fact, Saturday night a few days ago. And in fact, the police in the area had released a report at the time saying that they thought they had taken contaminated illegal drugs. They actually warned people who had been taking either crack cocaine or heroin in the area to be extra careful, and said that they thought this was the cause of the illness. And then much earlier today, they said that in fact they were investigating more carefully, they were keeping an open mind, and now the Metropolitan Police say that they believe that this couple had in fact been exposed to Novichok, which was the nerve agent that was used in this little sleepy cathedral town of Salisbury earlier this year, and that it ended up causing, you know, such huge international ramifications.
Novichok. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but Novichok, that seems to be the focus here of both cases. Why is that substance so key?
Well, it's key because it's a substance that's very unusual and very unexpected in these poisoning cases. So earlier in the year, when Sergei Skripal, the defected Russian agent who was living in hiding, basically, in Salisbury and his daughter, were exposed to this substance, it was analyzed by international and by British chemical analysis. And they discovered that it was something that, you know, generally they could trace only back to Russia. It was a nerve agent. It was highly poisonous. And they believe that it had only been used by the Russians. And they believe that it was a calculated attack. And this prompted, an international diplomatic response. Like a lot of Russian diplomats were expelled from the UK, from European countries, and from the United States.
I remember
that
very well.
And now we're seeing it being used again, right, exactly, against two people who were apparently British, who were from the local area, who had no connection necessarily, but naturally it's caused a lot of uncertainty and concern here.
Right. Is there any sense of how this couple, these two British citizens, came into contact with the substance?
Well, no, not really. And what's happened is that the area that they were in and that they were near, there are parts of it that have been cordoned off. Now, this has caused a lot of concern in the local community because people there are concerned that this couple that apparently had no connection with this international incident were exposed to this nerve agent, have become seriously ill, are in hospital, and that it could happen to anyone. So police are seeking to reassure people, but understandably, people are concerned that this could happen to them.
All right. That's Alice Fordham in London. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.